Log Talk Radio.
This is who I am.
Hey guys.
Welcome. Yes, Inspired Radio. Yes, you guys, welcome. Come on in. We have some hot topics tonight. The topic tonight, man, is going to really need your attention. So attention, everybody. Lady Elise is requesting that you guys chime in on the Blog Talk Radio, on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, on YouTube, Elise Inspires, and the author page of Elise LaTanya Dobbs. Yes, we are talking about, what are we talking about? Disrespectful children. But hold on, before we start badgering the children, the teenagers, the young adults, we going to really come right on in because we got to talk about why all this stuff is going on. What is the cause of it going on? What can we do to make it better? So let's get this thing cranking. Let's go ahead and come on in, you guys. Come on in, everybody. Let's talk about it. Let's get this thing right, man. Let's talk about what we've been dealing with for such a long time. Let's talk about it. Hair sticking up. Yes. See, that's what I like about the radio thing. You can hide behind the scenes. I can have my hair all over my head. But when I go live, man, you guys can see me looking crazy tonight. I look crazy tonight. But I'm not going to let that stop me. I got to talk about this thing. Disrespectful children, kids, teenagers, young adults, and right at your parents, sometimes it's our fault. Sometimes we are the provoker. So we got to talk about that thing tonight. So come on in, guys. Come on in. I'm just waiting here for our other host, Miss Classy. Yes, we're waiting for her to chime on in and let's talk about this thing and really, really get this thing right. Let me make sure that I didn't send her the wrong invite, but it looks like that is the right invite, yes. So I'm praying that she comes on in and that we go ahead and talk about this thing and we get this thing right. But first, I want to just jump on in and give you guys a little bit of encouragement, word of inspiration. You know what? What I want to talk about, our topic is disrespectful children. But what I really want us to understand is that we have kids, we have grandchildren, we have nieces and nephews, maybe we're in a field where we deal with young adults, children, teenagers. We have an example that we should have. We should be an example where they have someone to look up to. If we're ratchet and we're expecting them to be a certain way, the same with us as a mom and a dad, a grandmother, a grandpa, an aunt, or uncle, or guardian. We as adults, we have to be a certain way. Yes, we need to be a certain way. That means we have to be that example. They need to have a true example where they can look up to someone so they know how to act. Let me go ahead and bring this class on in. Yes, hello. Blessings, yes. We are talking about, I'm just giving a word of inspiration to our audience on the radio and on the hundreds of YouTube and Facebook. So we're talking about, I'm just telling you, we're selling as adults.
Yeah.
We got to look at the example that we set We got to look at also the things that we lack. We allow our children to give.
Absolutely.
You don't want your children to be disrespectful, yet you don't train them the way they should go according to the Bible. Yet you allow them as babies to cut and have their way. You allow them to be their tantrum. So whose fault is that? And then the next thing you know, we want to beat them. We want to disown them. We want to kick them out. So my encouragement is, represent as whatever position you have in these young people's lives, because they're our teachers.
Absolutely.
And you're not teaching them anything. And all they know is to be disrespectful. All they know is to cuss you out. All they know is to lie. All they know is to do this and that. And they have no type of respect or value in who they are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn it on over to Classy. Classy, what is your inspiration to open up?
My inspiration to open up is to lead by example. And I mean that in every sense of the word. Every part of your life should be a reflection of who you are. The company you keep, the people that you date, the children that you raise, the family that you have, all of that should be a reflection of who you are. People should be motivated, inspired by you. People should gravitate to you and enjoy the life that you carry, that they too want to carry their life, that they too want to lead a life of integrity, to walk and be free and be understanding and be compassionate towards one another. They too should want to know how to be respectful and be mindful of other people's feelings. So I honestly think that we should lead by example, because that's the best thing that we can do. I know the word says, a lot of people say, like, monkey see, monkey do. Well, it is true. People usually do what it is they see you do. They see that you enjoy certain things, you do certain things, so of course they're going to do it too. And children is no different. They see you do certain things, they're going to want to do it too. You want your child to be better, you first have to be better. Yeah.
So are you guys ready to talk about this? Are you guys ready to get this thing cranking, talking about our disrespectful children? But don't just read all into that.
Yeah.
We're coming at you adults, too.
Yeah.
So let's get it going here. I just want to open up a prayer here. You know, on the radio, in the atmosphere of talking to you guys on YouTube as well as Facebook. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, God, for the opportunity once again to go live on the radio, God. We thank you, God, for going live on the social media platforms, God. And we pray, oh God, that the presence of you goes before us, oh God, that is speaking on our listeners, on our viewers, oh God, that they would answer to the things that we are saying according to you, so that we can have ourselves a better place, a better world. Father God, help us to be the right parents, the right
disrespectful children got me thinking that disrespectful children come from disrespectful adults.
Right?
Those are our offspring. And I know sometimes I know people like to disassociate themselves, like you said before. You put them out the house, you kick them out, we do all of these things. And when we're talking in group settings, we're like, ooh, look at them bad kids over there. Look at those kids out there acting crazy. Look at those kids shooting up the place. Who kids are these?
These are our kids.
They belong to us. It literally takes a village to raise a child. So we cannot think that the things that are happening in our community is not because of what our community has given them.
Mm-hmm.
These children are a product of the environment in which they come from. And it is not by surprise that they're acting the way they act, because we have adults that are still moving the same way.
Yeah. Come on. And see, what I want to say, is that kids are sponges.
Yep.
Preteens are sponges, because they're looking for it to find themselves.
Absolutely.
They just had an aha moment. And then, when they get 18 to 21, can't nobody tell them nothing.
They got all of
that. Yeah, they know already.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know already. It's just from going back. So, what if they sit around? What was mom and daddy and the first one says, it's not about what was mama and daddy, because it could have just been mama. Could have just been daddy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, part of the part of the reason that they are comfortable with handling themselves that way is because it's learned behavior. And I know sometimes we like to think that what we're teaching our children is one thing, and then what we will reflect in our daily lives is supposed to be different. When I had an encounter with a young lady before, just maybe a couple weeks ago, and she was telling me how her son was angry, how he's really bad, and he's just always angry, and he's loud, and he's obnoxious. She was just telling me all these different things. And so I asked her, I say, well, what type of behavior are you showing him? Because if you and the father are always being combative with each other, you don't know how to handle conflict, you guys are always arguing and yelling, that's his learned behavior. That's his new language. The only way he knows to get your attention is to do what the father and you do. You guys argue at each other, you yell at each other, you get loud, you start throwing things, you start throwing a tantrum to get your way, you start breaking stuff. Well, guess what? That is who he has become. You can't tell him to then calm down. Don't talk to me that way. Don't do this. Don't do that. If you're not doing it yourself. He don't know how to be mild-mannered. He don't know how to come to you and ask a question, because when you come to them, you're yelling, you're screaming, do this. Didn't I tell you to do that? Why didn't you put this away? Come down these stairs. You want punishment. I'm taking this. It's like, okay. I get when your boy get escalated and things elevate to another level because your child is not listening the first time. But when that's the only way you know how to speak, then that's what you're going to get back in return.
Yeah. That's true. And we have to. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
To talk about kids.
Right.
Because
right.
The kids are our future.
Absolutely.
And I'm not trying to my day to pray for them, because I want them to win.
Absolutely.
Because I want them to talk about. I don't think it's so cool that I can just say, well, you know, I'm so proud of my babies, you know, they doing this, they doing that, and why?
Yeah.
It can't just be them, because they can't rule the world by themselves.
Right.
So we need everybody, as parents, as guardians, whatever you are in that child's life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I hear a lot of teaching you that back in the day, a lot of our ancestors were not privy to the education.
What they can watch on TV.
What I love, breaking my neck off.
Everybody is forcing themselves to grow up way too soon.
Yeah.
And sometimes what happens, too, is that with kids, and as adults, we don't have a conversation with them about spirit. We don't talk to them about the commandments of God. We don't talk to them about walking in righteousness and living the life accordingly, which means that, as Deuteronomy tells us, you speak to your kids about this on a daily basis. This should be the conversation at the dinner table. This is something they should know when they wake up in the morning, when they go to bed at night. Because what happens is our children have peer pressure from other people, like you said, other avenues, whether that's music, whether that's the company they keep, things that their own mind, the imagination of their own mind is trying to test and do. They're trying to figure it out. But if they don't have the core value of respect, of honor, of dignity, of integrity, of loyalty, of trust, if they don't have those core values, then they're going to be easily swayed. They're going to be easily convinced to be disobedient, to be disrespectful. They're going to do what their friends tell them to do. They think it's a joke when somebody curses a grown woman out. We knew that at the time. When you heard somebody cursing around another grown-up, we all stopped and said, hey, who, you don't see that lady right there? Who you talking to? Don't do that. That's somebody's mother. When we were sitting on somebody's porch growing up and you knew that this wasn't your house, you help that woman with her groceries. You move out her way. You know what I mean? And that we don't have that nor anymore because kids don't have those core values. They're not being taught who they are at the core, whether or not my friends think it's funny or not. No, I'm not with this crowd. No, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. Oh, y'all think it's funny to disrespect that man and throw rocks at him or knock him down or steal from him or rob him? We're not doing that. So we need to be as parents and as leaders. Because as a parent, we always think that you're just a mother to your child. You're just a father to your child. No, just as Abraham is, you are a father to many nations. That means that you should be a father to every young boy in the community that
come
you
on,
serve.
Come on.
Yes. Sarah just didn't have one daughter. We are all her daughters. That means that we have to carry that same, we have to carry that same mantle and be that way with other young women.
We got to get this thing together.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we're losing our children.
Yeah. We are. We are.
Let me show you.
Yeah.
You know, And then I want to show them, I explain to them. You got to tell your children about the outcome of living on earth.
From us, and that's what's at the focal point when we have these conversations, that we need to be able to engage our children and stop talking at them and start talking to them. Because I know what happens a lot of times when we're talking to our children and we figure as parents that we know it all, our children are growing up and they have different dynamics. So like I said before, getting the core values in them is one thing, but also allowing them to have a voice of their own. Allowing your children to be able to express how they feel, express their understanding of certain things, having dialogue and not always telling them what to do, but just showing them the way on how to do things and then allowing them to make better decisions and choices than you made. The minute you allow your child to have a voice of their own, they become more confident in being independent and making better decisions and choices. They then believe that I'm not just doing it because my mama told me to do it. I'm doing it because I really want to do it. I'm doing it because I want something better out of this. I want to have a greater experience. You don't have to chastise your kids into being good. You should not try to hold them hostage and punish them in order to read a book or go apply for a job or to be kind to other people or to want to dream and do their own thing or believe in themselves or play sports or all of these different things. Don't try to chastise and punish your kid into being good, but you show them that that is the ultimate goal, that there is something good that comes from that, that they start reaping greatness upon that, that because of who they build themselves to be as children, it only follows in adulthood because we are repetitive people. We believe in systems. Whatever works, whatever routine we get into, that's what we stick to. So as a kid, if I find out that I can do something good and good comes back to me, you think I'm not going to repeat that over and over and over again? So it goes the same way. When you do something bad and something bad happens, you're like, oh, man, I wasn't looking for that. So maybe I'm going to stop doing bad things then.
But that's another topic. But what I'm saying is, Sometimes we listen, got stuff in our ear, other people, because they have given them privileges. And then, if we grow up, and you really listen to Bobby or Susie, and I know you can't say any names that he mentioned.
What about Jerome and Felicia now? Who is Bobby? Right. What is Tutu them doing? That's the problem right there. I'm so sick of Sade and these kids.
Right, right.
A child in the way that he should go and he shall never depart. That's not to say that our children or even us as adults won't go through some things. But the truth is we escape the training. The training never escapes us. That's how we can get back on track. That's how we can get back into walking the way that we're supposed to. That's why we learn from our mistakes and become better at it. That's only because the training never left us. We just made a left turn and left the training.
Yeah.
So when you think about that with children, it's the exact same thing. When you teach your children something, of course they're going to fall short. Nobody is perfect. And God has it in such a way that his will be done either way it goes. He will have your son living a Joseph life from prison to the palace. You will go through those things. You will be a David. You will be a shepherd to the sheep and then become king. That's not to say that you won't go through these experiences and you won't have all of these things happen to you. It's only to say that when you teach your children certain things, that discipline, that reproof.
Yeah.
It keeps them from making certain mistakes that they don't have to. It pulls them back into the space where they're like, wait a minute, I don't trust that other side. I don't think I should be doing that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna think about the consequences before I go and do this. I'm not just jumping off the ledge because I may not make it back. So we want our children to be in the mindset that, okay, before I make this decision, let me think twice. Let me see who this is affecting. Let me see how this is going to affect me. Let me see what this does to my lineage, my family line. Whatever decision I make today, this may impact my children somewhere down the line. So let me be smart about that.
And you know what? And I was going to say that, even though, you know, just like I know I had discipline and all that, but I still ended up as a teenage mom.
But that was part of the victory that came at this point that you're walking now.
That's right. And as we were approaching this conversation, there was a movie I was watching, you know, and it was an urban movie, and it was, I forgot the name of it, but I watched it, and it showed how the woman was laid around, but yet she would tell her child, her son, he's like, Mom, I'm hungry. Well, you got to wake up
and sleep.
That's good stuff, though, sis. I definitely agree. There's a lot of things that, as parents, we don't do enough of with our children, and not just the children that we give birth to, but the children that we are surrounded by. I do agree with that. And building a sense of community, what our children need more of is they need to know that we have their back. They need to know that we are holding each other's hands. They need to know that if you were to knock on your neighbor's door, this person is not going to take advantage of you. This person is not going to do anything to harm you. This person is somebody that you can trust.
Come on.
Not just your 12,000 friends on Facebook, but a real community where you live, the community where your children spend the most time, other kids that are surrounded by your kids. Because one thing that I have noticed that used to happen a lot is when I was in the store a couple of times and I'll see a kid, like, grab something like they're getting ready to steal. Now, I will be a fool to say, well, they ain't my kid, let them steal. No, because the next thing they do is start stealing from you.
Yeah.
So you point that out to that child. You let them know, hey, you put that back. Do you want that? I'll purchase it for you.
Yes.
We have to start teaching our children how important it is that the decisions that they make as small kids is going to affect them in the long run, especially when we think that, oh, it ain't my kid, so I just don't care. Right. Look at them down the street cursing like that. Excuse me, where's your parents? Let me go and talk to her. Let me go and talk to him. Let me see if somebody know that you're out here speaking this kind of language. I don't want you to speak that language because I don't want my kid to be out here hanging with you and pick it up.
And that's how it is.
And that's generally how it is. So we can't keep separating other people's kids, and we can't keep separating our community as if it's not all for one and one for all.
Camellia, so
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what the prodigal son went and did, right? He wanted his inheritance. He wanted his birthright. And he told his dad, give me everything that I got coming, and I'm going to go out here and live my best life and do what I want to do. And then what happened? He got caught in some stuff that he had no business. He ended up becoming a servant because he ran through his money, couldn't take care of himself, and he was living a life worse than everybody else that his father was even taking care of. So by all means, you can go and live your own life and have your own experiences, but it's the way that you do it. It's how you do it. It's what you're equipped with when you're doing it. We're not saying that God's will is not going to be done. You're going to have experiences outside of your parents. You're going to fall short. You're going to make mistakes. It's building you up to make you wise. But in that same breath, if your children honor you and if they honor the Father that they serve, there are certain things that they're just not going to be associated with. There are certain things the enemy is not going to be able to bring upon them. But some people get caught in their own entrapment because they want to do what they want to do. They want to be hard-headed and stiff-necked. But if you keep praying for your kids and you keep them covered and you know that what you're doing is the right thing, then ultimately they will fall in line with that at some point in life.
Yeah. That is so good. And
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about our children. Let's pay attention to the ones that God blessed us with, as well as the ones that we didn't even give birth to. The ones that we say are Susie and Bobby's kids, or the Jerome's and Elkie's kids. So, hey. I hope you guys have built that seed and watered it, and it doesn't matter what you weren't doing, but the object of our conversation tonight is that you begin. So if you have left your training and then let you go, what better way or better day to start today?
Yep.
Good day.
So
we want to thank you guys. Any last words, Kathy?
I just want to thank everybody out there. Thank you for all the support for the book. Strike a Match has been doing pretty awesome. I am excited. I'm grateful for all that God is doing for all of us right now. And I just want you to stay encouraged, stay uplifted, and remember that children will follow our lead. And I promise you, the more that we begin to nourish them, give them daily bread, pour into them, give them provision and understanding, they'll have the tools that they need in order to live greater lives than even we had.
Yeah. And I want to say that I am in the work of Pastor with Access, so I'm going to have to pull her up today tomorrow on it. But I've been speaking with someone that I just thought was so awesome that maybe we want to come in from time to time and come in person, permanent, to join me in class and be a part of this conversation with us. Because
awesome.
The thing about it is, we want to spread the word. We want to make sure that we plant seeds, and then we're going to leave you guys in order.
That's right.
So I want to tell you guys this love everyone. And let's you know what, we're not going to be like those two when you and your mama say get that baby out the street.
Don't forget, we are still accepting submissions for the radio intro. Don't forget, $200 cash prize giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Turn in your intro 30.
Then.
Yes, 30 to 59 seconds. We need to know what the tune is going to be for Elite Inspired Radio. We want it to be you.
Come on, it'll be you. Well, we're going to take our $100 a piece and we're going to go eat some seafood. What?
No, I'm not an Indian. Best one, maybe best one.
Yes, come on, guys.